Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 6, 12 hours after issuing an Amber Alert, authorities are still searching for a 9-month-old baby. The suspect in the abduction has local ties.
And it's a mild start this morning in the 60s, so we already have a leg up on a very warm day. I'll show you when we'll reach potentially record highs.
A woman and a 13-year-old boy were shot at a hotel in Fayetteville. What we're learning overnight as police work their leads and try to make an arrest.
The Carolina Hurricanes are playoff bound again. How they clinched their spot despite a tough result last night at PNC Arena. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning and what everybody's going to be talking about, how we're going to be up in the 80s and feeling like summer. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get our Friday started. We have a lot of news to tell you about as well, but the temperature is rising even at this early hour, Elizabeth.
62 already. This is a live look at downtown Durham right now. Our winds are southwest at 9 miles per hour. It's that southwesterly wind that keeps pushing that warmth up into North Carolina. We felt it yesterday in the low 80s. We'll see highs in the upper 80s for this afternoon and then a little cooler over the weekend. 60 in Fayetteville, 59 right now in Southern Pines, 57 in Roxborough, 61 for Rocky Mount, Wilson, and Goldsboro. Temperatures are running 5 to almost 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday, so that's definitely going to put us hotter. We hit 81, which was the high yesterday, at lunchtime, so get out and enjoy it if you like the hot temperatures. Temperatures, again, pushing 90 this afternoon and close to record highs. Still looking at the potential for some scattered showers on Saturday, but it won't be a washout. I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast coming up. Anthony?
Elizabeth, we have one issue to talk about this morning. This just popped up here over the past 5 to 10 minutes or so. It's a disabled vehicle here. This is just south and west of Raleigh, specifically Lake Wheeler Road at Simpkins Road. For the most part, though, not seeing any big slowdowns in that area. But if you encounter that, just take it slow, of course, here. Checking out current I-40 delays, looking great. Everything in the green. So continue to just watch this here this morning. We'll have another update for you in about 10 minutes.
Anthony, thanks. Breaking news, a teenager and a woman are recovering after a shooting at a local motel. Police spent hours at the Travel Lodge on Cedar Creek Road in Fayetteville overnight. Michael Grace was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker until officers left after 2 a.m. He joins us live now from the police station to tell us what he knows. Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Renee. Right now, no one in custody, but police did tell me while we were on scene that they believe they know who the shooter is. Let's get you, though, to some video of that scene from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This is right before the scene cleared at 2 a.m., and you can actually see the room that that woman and teen were in at the Travel Lodge. That's where the shooting happened, inside the room just before 10 last night. The woman was shot in the back of the leg, the 13-year-old grazed by a bullet. And this is the second shooting that's happened at the same motel recently. Back in August, two people shot at the same motel. One of them died, and we're still working with police to find out who is responsible for last night's shooting. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And more breaking news we are following this morning. It's now 12 hours later, but still an Amber Alert remains in effect for a 9-month-old baby. You likely saw and heard that notification hit your phone last night. We are also learning more about his father, who police say is the abductor. This is Cason Monk. The 9-month-old weighs 30 pounds. He was last seen wearing a white shirt, gray sweatpants, and a gray jacket. He is believed to be with his father, Dion Monk. And investigators say Dion, the father, is wanted in connection to a shooting in Greensboro, where he and Cason were last seen. Two people were found shot at this scene, and Monk has ties to our area as well. WRAL has learned he faces charges for stealing a gun in Harnett County in January. He was last seen driving a burgundy or red Saturn View with some damage that is noticeable, a broken rear window. Call police if you see him or Cason.
Extra security will be in place at Knightdale High School this morning after a threat posted to social media. It is the latest in a series of threats to Wake County schools. WRAL's Nia Harden is live at Knightdale High this morning. Nia.
Renee, we are already seeing that school buses are leaving, picking up those students here from Knightdale High School. Obviously, any kind of threat at a school is reason for concern and has to be taken seriously. That's why you'll see additional police on campus today. This particular incident involved a social media threat against the school. The school's principal said law enforcement was called in and they don't believe it's credible and warned making threats is a criminal offense. Dozens of schools have received threats since school started in Wake County. Here's a map showing where. Local and state leaders are working to find solutions to crack down on threats against schools. Today is an early release day for traditional schools in Wake County. That means today students will only have a half day. Nye Harden, WREL News in Knightdale.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, a U.S. contractor is dead and five service members and another contractor are hurt. This all after a drone strike on a base in Syria. And in the last 15 minutes, we've learned at least four other people are also dead. That is from the Associated Press. Another publication is claiming that as many as 11 are dead. This is a developing situation, so we're going to be sure to stay on top of that. But Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the drone was of Iranian origin. The U.S. responded to the attack with precision airstrikes against groups that are affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in eastern Syria. The names of the Americans who were killed and wounded have not been released.
The search is growing this morning for the person who shot a teenager in Durham. You can see bullet holes in this car in the video here from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. This shooting happened just before 5 yesterday evening on Elm Street. The teen who was shot is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Another teen was shot hours earlier in a drive-by as well. Since the start of the year, 15 people under the age of 18 have become victims to gun violence in Durham. Neighbors say they're fed up.
I'm heartbroken today. I'm so sick of this. I don't know what to do. I'm tired. And I'm not the only one that's tired.
5 teenagers have been shot in Durham this week alone. You can see those shootings on this map. 2 of them died.
Police have not yet identified the body found near the Lake Wheeler Road I-40 interchange. Investigators in Raleigh say it was discovered yesterday afternoon. They've not shared whether they're investigating this as a crime. We will let you know when they send us an update.
A measure to expand Medicaid coverage to hundreds of thousands more North Carolinians is now on Governor Roy Cooper's desk. It will need more than just his signature, though. The General Assembly approved the bill yesterday after a decade of debate. Governor Cooper has signaled he will sign it, too. But it can't take effect until lawmakers in the state agree to a budget plan because the bill is tied to the budget. State lawmakers hope to pass it this summer.
President Biden is in Canada today for a meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. President Biden and First Lady Jill arrived in Ottawa last night, where they were greeted by Trudeau and his wife, Sophie. The president and the prime minister are expected to announce a deal today, allowing both countries to turn away asylum seekers who cross the border illegally. U.S. Border Patrol in the northern region has been overwhelmed by a historically high number of migrants. Durham's mayor is warning of criminal consequences for a city council member accused of inappropriate behavior. Monique Holsey-Hyman is accused of telling a developer she would support their project if they donated to her campaign. She's also accused of having a city staffer do campaign-related work for her. The allegations led to a screaming match at a city council work session yesterday. Holsey-Hyman has declined to comment.
Carolina Hurricanes are headed back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, and this is despite losing to New York Rangers last night at PNC Arena. 2-1 was the final there. It was kind of a bummer, but the Canes have clinched a playoff spot for a fifth straight year now. They sealed the spot because of a loss by the Florida Panthers. The Canes are the second team in the Eastern Conference to clinch. They have 12 regular season games left before the playoffs start April 17th.
It is 6:08. A call from a criminal investigator may not be what it seems. The warning local police are sharing about a scam that is growing.
And new developments in the case of a Colorado dentist accused of poisoning his wife to death. How legal analysts say this may all play out in court.
It's warm already. We're looking at a hot afternoon at 88 degrees. Could be a record. And then some showers on Saturday. It won't be a washout. I'll show you how to plan around it and still get outside.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
On a quiet and warm morning, 61 right now in Rocky Mount, 62 in Durham, 62 in Raleigh. Our skies are clear right now. It's looking like a beautiful day, as long as you don't mind it being unseasonably warm. We're going to be up near record highs for today. You may not even need to grab the jacket as you're heading out the door. You won't need a raincoat or an umbrella. Just be prepared for a warm afternoon. If you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, feels nice out there. Our temperatures will warm all the way up to 81, though, by lunchtime. That was our high yesterday. We're looking at 88, which would tie the previous record in the Triangle, and it stays warm. If you're walking the dog this evening, we'll be in the 80s all the way up until about 7 or 8 o'clock. Still tracking some showers for Saturday. We'll walk through the timeline. I'll tell you, it doesn't look like it's going to be a washout. Anthony?
Elizabeth, we do have one incident to talk about right now. This is just a disabled vehicle, not causing any big issues, but if you encounter this, just take it slow. This is Lake Wheeler Road at Simpkins Road, but you can see everything is in the green as we speak. We'll continue to watch that closely, but all in all, looking like a pretty quiet morning. We check out the current I-40 delays. Everything is in the green as well, but we'll have another update for you here in about 10 minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. Police are still trying to sort out a motive after human remains were found in a burn pit at a home in Cary. We learned last night the homeowner, Ian DeLauder, has died. He was found in an RV on that property on Dorset Drive Sunday. Police say he shot himself. They also think he killed Cecily Walker Scott. Officers identified her remains in the burn pit, but investigators have not said how she died.
A Colorado dentist accused of poisoning his wife to death is now facing a murder charge. James Craig was formally booked on that charge yesterday. A police warrant reveals friends and colleagues suspected he may have played a role in sickening his wife, Angela, who he shares six children with. Police found searches on his computer, including how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human. And they say Craig bought arsenic and cyanide and put them in his wife's protein shakes. Police believe Craig may have killed his wife to work on starting a new life with another woman. This morning on Today, NBC News legal analyst Danny Savelos breaks down how the alleged affair may play out in court.
In this case, if there was an extramarital affair, that's not necessarily evidence that the defendant killed his wife, but it certainly could be evidence of motive to kill his wife.
The Today Show will have much more about the details in this case this morning at 7 on WREL.
Schools in Denver, Colorado are closed today for Mental Health Day, 2 days after a high school student shot two administrators. Students rallied at the state capitol yesterday to call for tougher gun control measures. These same students were at the capitol 3 weeks ago after a classmate was shot and killed outside that school. One of the administrators who was shot Wednesday remains in the hospital in serious condition. The suspect was later found in the woods about 50 miles from the school. In response, the district is adding an armed officer to each of the city's high schools.
A second phone scam in less than a week has local police sending you a warning. We told you yesterday morning about scammers impersonating officers in Apex. Now, Durham police say something similar is happening to them. In this case, the caller claims to be a member of the Durham Criminal Investigations Division, and they ask about cases they don't actually know about and could try to get your information. If you think you've received this scam call, contact police. There's a lot going on in the Triangle this weekend, and we have warm weather to boot.
Yeah, here's a look at Out and About's best bets. We start with one indoors. Comedian and former Daily Show host Trevor Noah is at the Deepak, making a stop as part of his Off the Record tour. There are four shows through Monday night, and tickets are still available.
Get out, enjoy the warm weather. An adults-only party kicks off tomorrow at Dick's Park. Recess All Grown Up will feature mechanical bull riding, axe throwing, breakdancing lessons, food trucks, and more. It is all free, but you must be 21 or older. It runs from noon to 5. You can find it in the Flowers Field.
Why should all the kids have the fun? If you're looking for something for people of all ages, SkyFest NC is tomorrow. This festival at Johnston Regional Airport in Smithfield includes parachute team jumps, flyovers, music, and kids zones. This is video from a previous year. Tickets are still available online. You can learn more about these events and others by going to WRL.com and search Out and About. That was a nice year, it looked like there. And
yeah,
we're going to have a nice weekend as well.
You know, we were talking about axe throwing. Do you remember a couple of years ago when that local business came on our Fox
yes.
News and we all tried
yes.
axe throwing?
Yes.
Let me tell you, my aim was terrible.
But Renee throwing an axe in a dress, it's worth it.
Nothing else. There's video of that somewhere. Anyway, go out and try it. Have fun. Tomorrow will be, we'll see some rain, but Elizabeth, certainly not a washout, and certainly make those outdoor plans.
I would put that recess thing at Dick's Park on your list because during the break, Jeff was talking about going out for the breakdancing lessons. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm going to teach it.
He's going to teach it. You don't want to miss that, that's for sure. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, and Chapel Hill all looking great. Of course, it's dark. You can't see how clear it is, but we will see a nice, bright, sunny day today. But I am still tracking this front that's back to our west, and there is some severe weather with this right around the low. The low will be tracking up to the northeast, though, so it doesn't come across North Carolina. So we're not looking at much of a chance for any severe storms. We could have a few rumbles of thunder. As it moves eastward today, especially right here in the lower Mississippi Valley, you see the red area. That's a level 4 risk for severe storms. So there could be a tornado outbreak in this area, but we don't see that continuing into tomorrow. We'll move it ahead to tomorrow. And the only place we have severe weather risks are going to be down here into parts of South Carolina, Georgia, and parts of Alabama and Florida. And that's a level 1 risk. So this really begins to weaken as it moves eastward. And as the front crosses our area, it continues to weaken as well. So here's tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We're looking nice and quiet, probably going to see a mix of sun and clouds in the morning. There's 7 a.m. with the rain still to our west. By 9 a.m., it's starting to work its way into our western counties. But by the time it reaches the triangle, it starts to weaken, and it's noticeably weaker as it's moving across the I-95 corridor at around 11 o'clock. By lunchtime, it's really out of here. By noon, it's pretty much over. And after that, we'll see some clearing during the afternoon. So talking, 9 to noon is when we'll see the best chance for rain in the morning. And then we should see some clearing during the afternoon and some sunshine so you can still get outside. Once that front moves southward, we're going to see it stalling here and then lifting northward. So we may end up with some rain late Sunday night into early Monday. The best chance of that's going to be in our southern counties. Doesn't look like we're going to see a whole lot of rain with us on Monday, and then it starts to slip southward. Earlier, it looked like we might see another wave riding along it for Tuesday, but the newer runs of the computer models are pretty dry for us Tuesday. There's 9 a.m. You can see some showers closer to the coast or maybe in our far southeastern counties. But if that does start to swing a little bit farther to the west, we'd have a better chance for rain. But it's looking less and less likely. We're trending drier for Tuesday. How much rain will we see between now and Tuesday? We're talking about probably a tenth to a quarter of an inch, so it's really not going to be very much. We're going to see that quick rain that rolls through Saturday, 40% chance. Sunday in our southern counties, late in the day, there's a small chance. Monday, again, in our southern counties, and then Tuesday, a small chance again. A little bit of rain would help our pollen forecast. Certainly, it's still going to be high going forward. Of course, we're looking at very warm temperatures, 80s today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's going to keep that pollen count high. It might begin to drop off a little bit next week as we fall back into the 60s. Mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday, and of course that is cooler, and that will be a lot closer to normal. Anthony?
Hey, Elizabeth, we're keeping a close eye on the roads this morning. Of course, the sun's not quite out yet, but we're still seeing a pretty smooth forecast here on the roads. The roads are nice and dry. I-40 at Rock Quarry Road, you can see the cars are moving along smoothly. That congestion starting to pick up just a little bit here as we get into the heart of the Monday or of the Friday morning commute, rather. But we're looking good here. One crash to talk about, or incident, if you will. It's a disabled vehicle here as we head to the south of the city of Raleigh. Otherwise, though, looking good. Everything is in the green. We'll continue to watch it, though, here for you throughout this morning.
Thanks, Anthony. 6:20 the time right now. Tension is high in Syria after a drone strike killed an American contractor. The military's response to the attack that also left 5 service members hurt.
There will be new testimony today in the investigation into former President Trump's handling of classified documents. This happening as another grand jury case takes a pause.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
One of the most recognizable songs of all time is back in a stunning new video.
And we're getting a whole new look at the theme from Titanic. a digitally remastered 4K video for Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On was released yesterday. It features never-before-seen footage from the music video shoots. Its release coincides with the 25th anniversary of Dion singing the song at the Academy Awards, near, far, wherever you are.
What you'll notice is the picture is so crystal clear. It's so good. So this is 4K. I mean, it almost looks like it's CGI, isn't it? Mm. And then another key difference is in this video, there are no scenes from the movie edited into this, but you just see her singing her signature song. It lives on.
And hear it. And hear it as well. Beautiful.
The TikTok account for fruit roll-ups is reminding people to remove the plastic before eating the snack. Yes, this is the thing. This comes after viral posts claiming you could freeze fruit roll-ups and then eat them without peeling. The original poster says he did it as a joke, not expecting it to spread.
Yeah.
But you put something out there and people believe it.
It's a little crunchy, isn't it? I mean, they felt like it was necessary to that. But what does it say about the TikTok, you know, nation out there, users? I mean, you
remove the peel.
Yeah. Take the plastic off before you eat it.
And then enjoy your fruit roll-up.
Amazing.
You may see a lot of people walking through the streets of Fayetteville in heels this evening. Rape Crisis of Cumberland County is hosting its annual Walk a While in Her Shoes event. Hope Mills police are taking part as well. You can see in these pictures, people of all ages are taking part in the walk to show their support for women and raise awareness about sexual assault. The walk starts at 6 tonight and goes from downtown to Segra Stadium.
Patients at Greenville's Maynard Children's Hospital enjoyed a fun way to bond with their caregivers. Doctors and nurses volunteered to let patients just fling Jell-O at them. It is an annual event at the hospital as part of Child Life Month, dedicated to honor pediatric healthcare professionals and raise awareness for their important work. Oh. And it's going to go to waste anyway, that hospital Jell-O, right? Just throw it.
A little levity goes a long way. Fencing fans are gathering at Cameron Indoor Stadium today for the 2023 NCAA Championship. The men's competition wraps up today. The women compete this weekend. Duke has several athletes in the competition. UNC has two.
A new threat targeting a school in Wake County. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the Knightdale High School threat and what's going to be happening today.
Plus, two people, including a teenager, shot at a motel in Fayetteville last night. Coming up, I'll tell you more about their condition and what police are saying about the shooter.
Today's going to be a gorgeous sunny day with very warm temperatures. But tomorrow in the morning, we're going to see some showers roll through. It's a 40% chance to start the day. We'll walk through it hour by hour on FutureCast coming up.